Then we get to motivated faith. Motivated faith causes you to have movement. It says motivated by faith. He left Egypt behind him. It's when you leave everything. You leave everybody. When you're motivated, it causes you to have movement. You go into action. You shift. God shifts you. He takes you from one realm to the next realm. He takes you from one state to the next state. He takes your faith. See, faith has everything to do with the atmosphere that you put it in. See, faith is a substance. And in order to understand faith, you have to stand under something. Substance means that sub means under. And stance means something that is a standard. It's something you stand on. But it's only until you get under the substance that you can understand. You can't understand anything until you're standing under something. When you stand under God, He releases the power of understanding, and the substance of faith is released in your spirit to believe God when everybody else has cursed God and is dying. Ooh, God. Lord. Motivated by faith, he left Egypt behind him, being unawed and undismayed by the wrath of the king. For he never flinched, but held staunchly to his purpose and endured steadfastly as one who gazed on him who is invisible. This is the faith when you begin to believe stuff when other people say, what are they talking about? What are they believing in? Why are they still praying? Why are they even believing? Why are they still writing that ministry? Why are they still going there? Why are they still allowing themselves to be treated like that? Because you don't know that, oh God, the trying of my faith is unto righteousness. And when I pass this test, there isn't. See, Jesus had enough faith in him to be the Son of God. I told the people this the other day. He had enough faith to believe him, to work miracles, to lay hands on the sick, to cast out devils. But it was not until, my God, Jesus went through the suffering and was able to come back, defeated death. See, miracle worker Jesus couldn't get your soul out of hell. Miracle worker Jesus couldn't get you saved. Miracle worker Jesus could just perform miracles. But it wasn't until Jesus stepped out of being miracle worker Jesus and became Jesus the Christ, Jesus the anointed one, Jesus the suffering servant, that he saved you from hell. And then all power was given unto him. It's only after that death process that you get faith in the death walk that God gives you by going through nothingness. Faith is imparted into you. It's automatic. You ain't got to pray, God, increase my faith. See, miracles and signs and wonders was a byproduct of what Jesus was able to do. But his assignment was death. He came to die. He didn't come to work miracles. His nature worked miracles. But his purpose was to get back to the throne with the blood and with you, bought with a price. Holy Ghost. Ooh, Jesus. Your faith in God is buying something right now that your dollars can't afford. God got more money than you can count. But it's only going to come through your faith. God got more open doors and more opportunity than you can even trust him for. But he's going to do it exceedingly and abundantly and above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you. Then you go to the place of by faith. 28 says, by faith, simple trust and confidence in God, hallelujah, he instituted and carried out the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood on the doorpost so that the destroyer of the firstborn, the angel, might not touch those of the children of Israel. There's some things that death wanted to touch, but it can't touch but because you're moving by faith. Oh God, by faith means to be established. It's something that is driven. It's something that you pass the process when you step into by faith. There's some things that you were about to go through, but by you seeing this tape, God has imparted in you by faith. And because of that faith, God is shifting you to your next place in him. Ooh, Jesus. He is sprinkling the blood over your doorpost, over your house. You will not go down. You're not the underdog. You are the victory. You are the manifested champion that God and gladiator that God is calling forth. You are sentinel in the spirit. Oh, God. Then you got urged faith. Lastly, urged faith. Urged by faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as though on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do the same thing, they were swallowed up by the sea. This is when God helps to establish something. See, God had me to establish the Elijah Boot Camp, School of the Holy Spirit. And right after that, I started seeing other people pop up with boot camps. But it's okay, because Ishmael got to come before Isaac. It's okay. I don't care how many people come out with it, before it, behind it, around it. When God calls you to do something, that thing will remain, even when others have started and copying. Don't be a copycat in the kingdom. Do what God has called you to do. Lord Jesus, you don't see your apostle running behind nobody, because I paid a price for this oil. I paid a price for this faith I got. I didn't get it by sitting in church. I got it by being betrayed, by being persecuted, talked about. People said all kinds of stuff that wasn't going on, that wasn't happening, and I still had to trust God no matter what was being said. But that produced faith in me to keep believing him beyond and besides what was being said. And because of it, just like Moses, now he didn't have to believe. The people believed, and they began to walk behind him in faith in the Red Sea. And I have to tell you that your Red Sea has cracked, and you're going to go through the Great Divide, and you're going to cross over. And when you're urged, that means you are about to do something that's trademarked. You're doing something that only you can do. You're doing something that only you can publish. It's when you're impelled to do something in God. Oh, God, when you are supernaturally backed to do it. Oh, God, it said, not walk with God and was not. And some of you are going to walk with God and become nothing. And when you become nothing, God is going to make you everything. God is going to do everything. It's when you sit down, God gets up. It's when you lay down, God stands up. God is about to do something in your life that you can't even fathom. I want you to receive it right now. God is imparting it into you, supernatural faith. He's taking you from measure to measure, from law to law, from faith to faith, to strength, glory to glory. I release it on your life right now. And I impart it into your life. Father God, I thank you, God, for faith. God, faith, God, the size of a mustard seed, God. We understand, God, that mustard seeds can't even be germinated with another seed, that nothing can get in there. But God, only when you plant mustard seeds, you get nothing but mustard come up. You get nothing but a mustard tree and a mustard branch. Father God, I thank you, God, that the divine faith, God, you're putting in your people right now on this and in this hour, God, will produce nothing but signs, wonders, and miracles produced by their faith because of the word of God. Oh God, not because of their hookup, not because of their connection, not because of what they have endured so much, but even just because of them holding on to the word. You're in trouble because of the word. God, the enemy coming after you because you holding on to that word, but it's that word that's about to produce everything in your life that you need. I speak it, I decree it, I declare it, I prophesy it, I call it done, and it is so now. Receive it. You are in the dimension of faith. Next, we're going to be talking about sonship in the gospel. We're going to be talking about having a Creole oil versus a charisma oil. Everybody got a shandala basata. Oh, God, I give you glory. Oh, God, I thank you. But who has the oil that works miracles when you're not in church? Not speaking in tongues, not thinking about laying hands, not thinking about God. But he is all the world, all the while working in you. And I'm going to leave you even with this song. But it says, God's word is working mightily in me, in me. God's word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance, what I feel or see, God's word is working mightily. God's word is working mightily. God's word is working mightily in me. God's word is working mightily in me, in me. God's word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance, what I feel or see. I'm singing this for somebody. God's word is working mightily in me. Praise God. And until next week, we're going to go over sonship in the gospel and possessing your mantle and your measure of rule. Hallelujah. We're going to even pick up even a little bit more on divine faith in God. I pray that you be blessed. Hallelujah. And that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. God's going to make you rich and you ain't going to feel sorry about it. Hallelujah. Rich in wealth, rich in health, and rich in abundance of the Spirit of God. But until next time, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know, test, and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. God bless you, and I love you. See you next week.